Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Postman delivered. Past due bill notice. Long clock rang 2 hours.
Now, why would we make Chris Stapleton, whom I love dearly, the artist of
garbage
the day?
Man left off.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, if we don't tell anybody, nobody else will buy tickets but us.
The hinges fell off a gate.
That's a good song. Actually have to buy
tickets. God, I love this song.
I've got to see this show. I've heard nothing but great things about him.
We're going to come back to this song.
Just pot it down so we don't have to pay for it, and you can pot it up whenever you want. Chris Stapleton's coming to Kansas City when?
October 26th.
October 26th.
It's a Saturday.
This show is a big fan of Chris Stapleton. Rod and I are convinced there is good country music out there still. You just got to go looking for it. He's one of them.
Oh. Walk out on me.
First person to text me, this is a remake. It's not his original.
God,
shut up.
Wait for that show.
Tickets go on sale February 1st.
Like, I even called in, like, you know, certain credit cards have certain benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Concierge
American Express.
Benefits. I'm like, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got this reply. Nothing. We can't do anything for you for this particular show. Probably because it's sold out worldwide. Meh.
I know.
I
get that whenever I call the credit card company and ask for things. They go, hey, you don't have a credit card with us. Stop calling.
We fired you.
Hey, what's our keyword to cash?
Keyword to cash is weather. W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Weather. Text that into 72881.
Like today feels like the 73rd day of January.
Or, oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I saw that today on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Today feels like January 73rd.
Whether or not.
Care whether or not you do.
No, that's the wrong weather.
Oh.
Are you surprised schools were closed? A little bit?
No.
I won't be surprised if they're closed tomorrow either, because it's going to be cold.
Because the roads, I think, around, you know, later last night were starting to get really bad.
Cold.
I think overnight they were really bad. But, hey, hats off to the road crews. By this morning, they were fine. I was like, oh.
Yeah, they're fine now.
It's just the bone-chilling cold.
Do you and I subscribe to the same service? I have the overnight low at 24.
And then it's going to drop all day tomorrow.
Ew. Yeah, I have my faucet dripping in the exterior wall
right now?
Areas of the house.
Totally unnecessary.
Uh-uh.
It's 26 degrees.
That's freezing.
Open up the cabinets.
We did.
We've gone over this 1,000 times. If it's 26, you have to open up the cabinets. It's at night when it gets down to like 15.
Two. Yeah, but
10,
what's the number where you turn on the water for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Where I start dripping the water?
Uh-huh.
15.
Okay. See, I'm the homeowner that worries at 16, it's going to freeze.
We have none of our pipes on the outdoor walls of our
That's
house,
so, smart.
So I'm not worried about it.
Be
not even
so
in the kitchen?
Glad.
Ooh, everything's in
lucky.
The middle.
Be so glad.
Yeah. I just have one, but yeah, if it gets down to 15 or below, I definitely turn on the pipes. Let them drip.
It's a good move.
Thanks.
Just... little political news to start off the show, and I don't want to go anywhere with this, but Nancy Pelosi is officially postponing the State of the Union.
Now, the president sent a letter over today saying, I plan to be there.
Yep.
People were saying online and on the news, this is his way of daring her to actually cancel the State of the Union.
And she did.
Nancy Pelosi has canceled the State of the Union for next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not talking about Trump.
You guys can't do it to me.
I'm just that. I'm
yesterday,
putting that out there.
And I don't care if they cancel it or not. I don't care.
Yesterday, I asked a caller, why didn't they push for the wall money in the last 2 years? The text line exploded with, well, you just lost another listener. You just lost. And I wrote back, why? What have I said?
Look, I don't care. I don't care if they have it. I don't care if they don't have it. I do care about the people who are starting to say, and there was this woman today they interviewed. She's part of the Second Chance program, which I think banks do or lenders do. The Second Chance program that will allow you to get money for a mortgage or to pay rent, all of that stuff. She is a security guard at the Smithsonian, and that has been deemed non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
They've probably shut down. Are those museums shut down?
Yes.
So she's not getting a paycheck, and she is in tears. And she says, I have about one more month I can go, and I will lose my residence. Mm. I don't remember if she had a rental or she owned, but mm-hmm. she said, you know, with the Second Chance program, you can't be messing around with, I'm going to be a few days late.
Yeah, you don't get a third chance.
You don't get a third chance. And she said, please, please figure this out. And so when I say I don't care,
really
I don't care about the politicians.
I don't care
about any of them.
I care about the people
who are
hurting. Yeah.
Because it's starting to hurt.
I'm just kind of impressed with Pelosi. I didn't know a woman could get into a measuring contest.
So I got my first experience this morning taking both kids at the same time to the pediatrician.
Oh, how'd that go?
Man, I'd rather be a non-paid employee of the federal government.
Was chaos. Chaos.
How'd they do?
Andy was fine. Thank God we have the little pumpkin seat to keep him contained. But Charlie took off running through the parking lot while I was getting Andy in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
Hurting wet cats.
This is horrible.
Why people put their kids on leashes.
I was like, no.
No.
And then, like, there's the guy out there shoveling the snow, and I'm like, don't go over there. Come here. Oh, my God. It was horrendous.
When Roman was little, I started a thing. Whenever we would get out of the car, I would make him touch the car. Hands on the car.
That's
a really good idea.
Rule.
So I knew he wasn't walking away.
To prepare him for later in life?
Spread him, boy.
Just so he knows exactly what to do?
Yeah, I taught
him. Hands on the car!
When you start to head for that actual open door, duck, because they're not going to duck you, and you might hit your head, so duck.
Kara, go buy a cute little dinosaur decal, something super small that's inconspicuous that you won't be able to see, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And put it on the side door of the car where you would be taking the baby out.
Yes.
And then you tell Charlie, you put your hand on the dinosaur until mommy has the baby.
Yeah, and you don't move.
Right.
Ever.
I know that's a snowplow. I know that's big and exciting.
How did you do it with four of them?
A lot of medication.
Oh my God.
There are years of my life I don't remember. When one of them was six, so when Jack was six, that's the year I really struggle looking back, and I don't remember a lot about that year. Because Jack was six, then I had a four, a two, and a newborn.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
And I was working mornings getting up at 2 a.m. I do not remember entire swaths of that time because I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't sleeping because of the baby, but I also wasn't sleeping just because I was getting up at 2 in the morning.
Where the hell was Joe?
Oh, he was great and helped and helpful and all of those things.
You just had too many kids between the two of you.
I had too many kids to work that schedule.
I see.
Like, I think you can do a lot of things on the 2 a.m. schedule. You cannot rear four children under the age of six. It was great on daycare. Like, I would come home at, you know, noon.
And get to take care of four kids.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't remember how I got through that probably year to 2 year period. I really don't.
Does it start with Al and end with Hall?
No, I just kind of don't. I think I was kind of out of it, honestly.
It's just a blur.
Yeah, and then someone would write and be like, God, your hair looks terrible today. And I'd be like, I'm going to kill you now. I'm going to actually come kill you. Where do you live? Let me tell you about your hair.
Do people really do that to TV people?
Oh, God, all the time. You know that?
No, I don't, because I've never been in TV.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not on there giving your opinion or talking personal, so the only thing they have is your appearance to attack.
Right. Oh, God, ask Laura or any of those women. That's the one really ugly side of things. And it's evenly split between men and women.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Ketz gets it?
Yes. It's evenly, no. I mean, it's evenly split between
men and women who say something awful.
Men and women who say something. And the worst time you will hear from people, men and women, is during your pregnancy.
Which
they will say the worst things when you are pregnant. Well, because you're gaining weight and you're, you know, puffy and I don't know. People ask me if I miss television.
No,
I miss television like I would miss gonorrhea.
You had gonorrhea?
I said like I would.
Oh.
I think.
I am 47 years old. I have never emailed a TV anchor about their appearance. It's never even crossed my mind.
Why would you?
I've always wondered why anyone would write or call in with something like that. But every once in a while, I have friends in the business who will pick up that phone and shoot it right back. Like, if you catch certain people on a certain day, like, why would you write in and say that? You know, they will actually call them out on it.
Good.
You know, whatever. I just feel like those people have problems. Like, if that's what you're doing with your day,
I hope they burn in hell.
You have problems that I cannot solve, you know? Speaking of problems, not that I'm poking fun at someone who is clearly going to prison.
Here we go.
However, did you see the mugshot that was released today?
Of the guy down in Phoenix?
Well, we're going to get to that because that is everything my nightmares are made up of. But they did release the mugshot of the woman that broke into Danny Duffy's house.
Oh, yeah. She's a special kind of crazy.
Broke in, wandered around.
She's claimed to be Elon Musk's fiance.
Yes, took his PlayStation controller, which I'm like, really?
That was in her purse.
Why?
Oh, man, she is.
Did she lose hers?
Woo!
I think she lost something, but I don't think it was a PlayStation controller. I think it might have been her mind.
She has been indicted, you know. I'm telling you, I would be afraid if I
came
home.
That's Elon Musk's fiance?
And found any woman
in my house. I would think he could get somebody better looking than that.
She is a super fan.
Really?
She is a super fan and just decided to go hang out at Danny Duffy's house.
How did she get in?
Well, that's the question.
Pretty sure Elon Musk's fiance is a computer.
She faces one count of second-degree burglary. And Duffy told investigators his surveillance doorbell system alerted him that there was a person in his home.
Mm-hmm.
He called police when he noticed through his security system she was in his home. Can you imagine? He was on the road. They were on a road game.
When did she break in? How old was the story?
They were playing Houston.
Huh. Okay.
1 a.m.
Well, she's kind of a catch.
God love her, but honey.
What kind of a catch?
Are you surprised by 1 a.m.?
Catch and release.
Yeah.
Typically don't break in someone's house and rummage through their underwear drawer at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
What's interesting is of all the things she could have taken from Danny Duffy, like, I don't know, a jersey or a baseball. She took
A World Series ring?
She took a PlayStation
Not even like
controller.
Locket of hair or toothbrush. Like your normal cuckoo stuff. Yeah.
You suck at stalking.
You don't have a baggie of toenail clippings or nothing? What kind of weirdo are you? Took a PlayStation controller?
God. Up your game, Karen.
She's not good looking.
Well,
she's not Elon Musk's fiance. There's no way.
Well, I don't think she belonged in Danny Duffy's house either, Scott.
Okay. Keyword to cash this hour is weather. Weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R, weather. Text that into 72881. Driving the new Kia Sportage, and I absolutely love this car. And when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, affordability, and you get all three. When you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru, both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and it is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia, and I'm driving one right now, comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, so much more. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. Like I said, I'm driving the Kia Sportage. It's a great car, and I was reminded of that this morning driving through this weather. It handled amazingly well. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Update on a story we've been talking about for about a month here. A licensed nurse.
I was wrong.
A licensed nurse who was...
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
I was wrong.
Book it.
I said it was just as likely to be a visitor or someone wandering in.
A licensed nurse who was supposed to care for a woman in a vegetative state at a long-term Arizona nursing facility has been arrested and charged with raping her after she gave birth to a baby boy last month. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams said at a news conference that 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland has been arrested and will be charged with one count of sexual assault and one count of vulnerable adult abuse for the incident at the Hacienda Healthcare Facility in Phoenix. Quoting here from the chief, "We have worked virtually nonstop every day, every night to resolve this case." Sutherland invoked his Fifth Amendment rights after his arrest, did not give an interview to authorities. The chief said that officers used good old-fashioned police work in addition to DNA tests on the baby to find a match and made the arrest. Sutherland had worked at the facility since 2011.
Now, think about this, Scott. He had worked at this facility for 7 years. This isn't someone they had just hired because it's hard to find and retain good people in that industry. He had been there 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which sort of begs the question, are there other victims? He had no prior record. He had no prior record. There is no evidence in this case besides DNA. His attorneys have asked for their own independent DNA test.
Yeah, you might not.
Well, he's Haitian, she is Native American. So this does, if the baby comes back with that DNA, it's going to dramatically reduce the number of men who could have possibly created this baby.
They described the victim as being intellectually disabled because of seizures in early childhood. Didn't she also have a drowning incident or a near-drowning incident?
I don't know.
While she doesn't speak, she has some mobility in her limbs, head, and neck. She also does respond to sound and can make facial gestures. The baby boy is doing well, said one person close to the case. We didn't get to choose how he came into this world. Fair point. Fair point. Investigators had obtained a court order to collect DNA from Sutherland, which was compared to DNA from the baby boy. Got an arrest. By the way, this comes a day after two doctors left that facility. One quit, the other was fired.
I believe the CEO has resigned as well.
Correct.
I mean, they're going to have to, I don't know, they're going to have to take a serious look at how this happened and how to prevent anything like this from ever happening again.
Telephone number here, 576-7798. What do? Do you put cameras in the rooms?
Man, Scott, I don't know.
Would you want a camera in the room of your grandmother?
What you have to do, yes, if she was incapacitated.
Okay.
What you have to do is somehow create a system where there has to be two people in the room at all times.
Well, that's
which
fine.
Which creates staffing issues.
But if somebody's going to do bad things,
they're not
going to follow that.
They're going to do it in the dark of night when no one's looking.
Sure. They're not going to go, hey, Tom, I need a second one in here.
Okay, so why would you not have surveillance in the hallways where they could have traced exactly a man going into that woman's room and shutting the
door
and not coming out?
Because you can't pinpoint the time she became impregnated. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
The State of the Union speech has been postponed. More next. 2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Donald Trump says he's not surprised that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi officially postponed his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress until the government is fully reopened. Trump says Democrats have become radicalized, and the president says the government shutdown could, quote, go on for a while. If you're a furloughed federal worker and need some assistance feeding your pets, Amanda Gatton with Spay and Neuter Kansas City says they want to help free of charge.
Pet food assistance or even discounted vaccination services or working with them on spay neuter services. If a furloughed employee comes up to one of our clinics with their government issued ID, that's all they need in order to get food from us.
Gatton says you just need to come out to your facility on East 59th Street, show your ID, and get 1 month's supply of food for each of your pets. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
I've told you our friends at Silvercrest at Deer Creek, they have remodeled those spacious apartments. You do have to be over age 55 and go check it out or drop by for a visit. Those floor plans were already great. Huge walk-in closets, big rooms, lots of light, even great storage. But they have upgraded with beautiful dark wood cabinets in the kitchen, brushed nickel pulls. They have quartz countertops, all new stainless steel appliances. You are going to love calling this place your home. The look is brand new, but the great service and team's been around nearly 20 years. For a tour, go and ask for Jill Parker. You know some of their top staff out there has been there nearly 20 years. Staff longevity, that is important when you are looking for a place to call home. Silvercrest, they offer both independent and assisted living lifestyles. Go check it out. Just off 130th and Metcalf, drop by or call for a tour. 913-681-1101 or check them out online, silvercrestkansascity.com.
We've got some colder air that will continue to stream on in for Kansas City. No major storms coming our way, but we do have another cold front coming on in for Thursday, and temperatures will be falling. We're eventually going to be settling into the single digits by Thursday night. Fair weather this afternoon. We may see some scattered flurries or high ranging from the mid to upper 20s. We're going to stay in the low to mid 20s for tonight with increasing clouds, and then clouds giving way to sunshine tomorrow, falling temperatures into the teens by later in the afternoon. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It is 24 right now at KCI, 27 downtown, 25 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. We are now 32 days into the partial government shutdown. On Tuesday, Congress members Emmanuel Cleaver and Sharice Davids announced that together they are now asking banks to work with furloughed employees and offer short-term loans and other agreements. They also reached out to utility companies in the area and asked them to offer relief. There could be an end to the shutdown in sight, though. No, there's not. Those are going to both be rejected. To pay her bills during the shutdown, Danielle Schmidt, who lives here in town, is training for a new part-time job at Waldo Pizza. The single mom needs a paycheck for herself and her three daughters. Quoting here from Danielle Schmidt, "I am literally down to my last $20 that I have for gas, groceries, and everything else." That money came to her, by the way, through a donation from another furloughed employee. For the last decade, Schmidt has worked for the federal government. She did not expect the shutdown to last this long. You know, I'd love to, if you know Danielle Schmidt.
Or anyone in that situation.
Yeah, if you're a furloughed government employee, I would love to hear from you. Let me give you the phone number. 576-7798.
And you 576. Do not have to give your agency or your last name. I don't want to be...
Hell, you don't have to give your real first name. I don't care.
I don't want to be...
Yeah, I tell people all the time, if you tell me a name that's not yours, I won't know that you're lying.
576-7798. I'd like to hear from those of you who work for the federal government and you are a day away from not receiving your second paycheck, because that is not cool. 576-7798. Schmidt got the job at Waldo Pizza through a Facebook post. She asked about opportunities for furloughed employees. She's been training on the phones and hosting since last Friday.
Here's the problem hiring managers have.
By the way, good on her for going out and getting another job. But shame on the government that she had to.
I applaud anyone who says, we will hire you right now. Come here, we will hire you. If you're allowed to go get another job. We had read earlier, Scott, they're not really allowed under the rules to go get another job, which is why a lot of people are doing things like Ubering or babysitting.
Well, isn't that another job?
Well, things that are more under the radar than, you know, I'm going to fill out a W-2 and go get employment somewhere else.
Oh, you mean get a job where the government can't track the money you're making.
Correct, correct. So if you are looking to hire, I think most businesses would say, look, I would love to hire you. Let me help you out. We need people. You need a job. Mm-hmm. But you also know as a business owner, Scott, this could be over in a week. It could be over in 5 weeks. So, what types of businesses would be able to say, let me help you out. Come on over. I will hire you for 2 weeks or 6 weeks or 10 weeks with the full understanding that this person is going to go back to full employment at some point and their higher paying job that they've had for 10 years.
Well, take Waldo Pizza, for example, Dana. I don't think Waldo Pizza is doing this thinking that Danielle Schmidt is about to become their longest serving employee in the history of the business. They're doing it out of the kindness of their heart to help this woman who lives in the neighborhood get through the next few weeks, at least with something to pay the bills. You know, they're not saying, Danielle, you know, Waldo Pizza's been around for a long, long time. And over here is Tony. He's been with us for 15 years.
Yeah.
We're thinking you're going to someday challenge Tony for longevity. They know Danielle Schmidt is not going to be there much longer. But they're doing it because they're selfless.
Yeah.
Good on Waldo Pizza. Good on Danielle Schmidt. Shame on this federal government. Shame, shame, shame. And I'm telling you right now, I will say it until I'm blue in the face and the cows come home. If the TSA would go on strike, this thing ends tomorrow. It would end tomorrow. Stephen in Olathe. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I feel them empathetically. However, you know, I don't have any sadness for them because, you know, we're in the best economy that we've seen in decades, and nobody wants to save money. They want to have their iPhone 10. They want to be indentured into these banks' hands and the clutches, and nobody saves money for hard times. Nobody has, you know, money set aside for their next 3 months' payments. Everyone wants to be indentured. You know, and I just have no sympathy for that. I'm empathetic to their plight. However, I have no sympathy for them not having any money.
Do you believe that about all of the workers or just the high paid workers? Because the TSA workers are certainly not indentured to any bank for a big mortgage. They're making
If they're not indentured to the bank, then they're indentured to Sprint. Well, their phone company, because they had to have that iPhone 10. And hey, I'll get another iPhone 10 for free if I get this iPhone 10, but I got to sign up for a contract, and that's probably through the end of that contract, they're probably paying $5,000 more than what they would have had they just gotten it themselves.
You're painting with a very, very broad brush, don't you think, Stephen?
I'm just saying that I have no sympathy for people who do not save money and they don't put stuff away for bad times in the good times, and then this ends up happening. You know, on a different subject, you know, I have seen an anchorman come in with herpes on his lip, and I will totally email that guy next time he does and say, you know, take some sick time.
Okay, Stephen.
Stephen, are you grouchy?
No.
Well, hang on. I want to talk to you for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Number one, TSA workers make on average $36,000 a year. Okay.
Okay.
The starting pay for a TSA worker is $23,000 a year.
Okay, I understand.
You would agree, and I don't know if you make a lot more than that. I'm assuming you do.
But I haven't always. I have not always.
And so you probably remember what it was like making just enough to get by. Do you not?
I do. I was 20 years old and barely getting by and still living with my parents. And I had a child on the way. But I advanced.
But some of these people
three
are not
jobs
advanced
at a
yet.
Time.
But Stephen, some of these people haven't advanced yet. And one of the things you're forgetting, and it's easy to throw around the iPhone 10. I don't even have an iPhone 10.
I don't either.
I got an old flip phone, and I got an old time flip phone.
Yeah. One of the big, big things you're forgetting right now is a lot of these people, it's not the iPhone, it's medical. It's medical bills and medical debt. It's medication. Yep. So if you're diabetic and you need that medication that's $600 a month. And
I will give you that because I am in. I really am blessed with good health. Really am. And I take that for granted. Yes.
You know, a lot of the people we're hearing from that are struggling right now are rationing insulin. And so I think it's really unfair to paint with the broad brush you're painting with.
Maybe so. Maybe you're right. I'm not taking into consideration all of the opportunities that they may or may not have and what it is that's holding them back and whatnot. But in general, I think that we're just hearing this from too many people.
Okay.
All right. And lastly, you said if there was a TV anchor on with herpes.
No. There is a TV anchor.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I don't care. Okay. Fine.
Who has come to work with herpes on his lip?
Okay, which means he's got a cold sore.
No, it means that he has herpes on his lip.
Which is a cold sore, Stephen.
No, herpes is a cold sore. It's herpes. Let's just keep it real. Don't paint it a different picture than it already is.
Okay, fine. What benefit do you get out of emailing him to make fun of his appearance?
It's not making fun of. It's saying, "Hey, take some sick time, bud."
Why?
Because it's just. I don't know. When I see a big herpy on somebody's lip right out there for all of Kansas City to see, it's just, it makes my grit and my skin crawl.
Okay, Stephen. Wow.
Yeah.
You are.
Sorry.
You are something.
Do you have no faults?
No, I have many.
Okay.
Very many.
And
I'm probably the worst person that you'll ever meet.
No, I'm pretty sure that's true.
yeah, it is.
Yeah. How would you feel if somebody emailed you at work and pointed out your mistakes or your faults or something that's wrong with your appearance?
I'd probably do better.
You would do better?
I'd do better. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Stephen, go with God, my friend, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 576-7798.
Dana Ride here for my guys at CM Moe's and Son. Nicest group of guys you will ever meet, by the way. I do want to say that. After the last 2 minutes of my life, I can't get back. Call them if you are in the need of a generator, and a whole bunch of us were a couple of weeks ago. If you're even thinking about a generator, they are running a great deal right now, a free 7-year parts and labor warranty on those things, valued at more than $700. And this is the big dog. This is the generator that they will come out, make sure that you have the exact type that you need, the power that you need. And when power goes out in your neighborhood, that thing will click on and for days provide electricity automatically to your home when everyone else is sitting in the dark. Call my guys at CM Moe's and Son, generators, heating, cooling, and electric. They do it all. They've done it for 65 years in this town. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
Stephen, you hit a nerve, apparently, with our listening audience. Somebody goes, go with God? No, Stephen, go to God, like right now. All right. Steve, you don't have empathy because you can't have empathy and not have sympathy. They sort of go, not exclusively, but most of the time go hand in hand. Another Stephen in Independence. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking, buddy.
Good, good. I'm a very different type of Stephen, so don't be worried.
Thank God.
So I'm a federal worker on furlough, and I went and got temp work as soon as this started, and I was working for a temp agency. And then I was called back to work last week.
Okay.
So I couldn't complete my temp job with them. And when I went back to work, I got a hardship because, you know, I can't afford to go to work without pay, you know, gas, you know, basic things that I need to live. So I got that hardship approved. And then I went back to the temp agency and they told me that, you know, that they have, you know, too many applicants from, you know, federal employees on furlough.
Oh, I bet.
And that we're, you know, considered really kind of unreliable right now. Those were their exact words. And that they weren't willing to send me out on another job. So that was my
Now, wait, Stephen, because according to the Stephen that called prior, you have done a bad job of saving for an emergency.
You're right. I have. I really have.
Are you calling us from an iPhone 10?
No. I'm calling you from a Samsung 6, and my mom and stepdad pay the bill. But so no, I mean, it's when you live paycheck to paycheck. I mean, when you're a regular wage worker, it doesn't matter whether you're on the federal, you know, whether you're a federal employee or a regular civilian worker. I mean, you know, you have to make a certain amount of money in order to put a certain amount of money back to save.
Now, hang on for a second, Stephen. Let me interrupt you if I can, because we're short on time before the news.
Yeah.
It says here you're a government employee. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah.
You're a GS what?
I'm a 7.
You're a GS 7.
Yes, I make $41,000 a year.
Okay, that was my next question. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you are not being paid currently, correct?
That is correct, yes.
How close are you to quitting your government job?
Yeah.
I would never quit my government job.
Are you being asked to come into work for free, or are you furloughed?
I am asking to come in, to come back into work for free. Since I don't have the temp job available to me anymore, or that option available to me anymore, then I will return to work without pay.
You will. And
I will, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. I swore on the Constitution. You know, I'm a civil servant. That's my job. I'm there to serve. If I have another opportunity where I can make money as opposed to not making money, of course I'm going to go with that because I have to, you know, because I have to cover my bottom line. But yeah. if the job is to go in and to work, I will go in and work. But I will take care of myself if I have to, you know, but I won't quit. I would never quit. I worked too hard to get that job.
You know, a lot of people are asking, Stephen, and I know the answer to this, but we're seeing every time we talk about this, we see this question, and I want you to answer this question. Why don't they just draw unemployment?
You have to pay the unemployment back.
Okay.
But you'll get back pay.
That has historically caused a lot of problems for people because they end up getting double paid, or they find themselves in a financial situation where they get the unemployment and then they get the back pay, right? But in the time, you know, in between the time that it just starts, the time that it starts and the time that it ends, they've accrued, you know, a certain number of debts and they're not able to pay back the unemployment right away.
So, Stephen, just so I'm clear, you could draw unemployment? Because it was my understanding, because you're still employed technically, that you could not.
My understanding is that you can, but I haven't really checked into it because that's not an avenue that I really want to go down.
Okay.
Mm. For me, that's more trouble than what it's worth, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a week or two to get first off, and then, you know, I'm going to have to pay it back anyway. And, like, you know, I'm a good employee. Like, I'm a smart person, and I'm employable. So, you know, my original idea was I can go get a temp job and do a great job at a temp job, you know, and be able to make a little bit of money until this all stops.
Okay.
Yeah, so I won't pull unemployment. It's just, it's not an avenue that I really want to go down. And I mean, that's there for different people in different circumstances also. So like ethically, I just kind of feel like it wouldn't be the right thing to do for me.
Hey, Stephen, thank you for the call. Good, Stephen.
Thanks, guys.
The maximum weekly benefit, if these employees can draw it, would range from $235
a week.
Mississippi.
A week.
to $683 in Minnesota. But not all federal workers affected by the government shutdown are eligible. 420,000 employees who are working without pay cannot claim unemployment because they are still fully employed. I knew I read that somewhere. They cannot go down and claim unemployment. They are technically still fully employed.
From the text line, somebody said, and I'm just reading from the text line, so don't get mad at me, Stephen from Olathe, first caller, Stephen. I wish that whatever anchor it was that had the herpes on his lip had called in and said, yeah, I got the herpes on my lip, but Stephen, I got it from your mother. Oh, so now we're going to the yo mama jokes. Your keyword to cash is chop.
Suey?
I went with Karate Kid.
I was thinking Hassan Chop.
I was thinking the TV show Chopped.
No, you lose.
Yeah, you lose. Chop, 72881, 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Newsroom, Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ. Looks like the president won't be giving a State of the Union speech next week after all. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.